everyone, and welcome to the Smarketing Show. We actually have a very special episode today because we have Rick, who's on location, and this week's topic is around why giving back needs to be part of your marketing strategy. So first, hi Rick, let's introduce where you are and tell us why you being on location ties into our topic today.
Well, first, let me introduce you to my buddy Mario Vella over here, who's appearing on TV tonight. Great guy. I've known Mario for over 20 years. We've been proud to be an active sponsor in golf tournaments, dinner events, fundraisers, and with COVID, obviously tremendous adversity. So we're shifting to a bottle drive. And, I think today's topic's relevant because a lot of people like Mario, charities that need help today. And when it comes back to marketing and selling, I would argue that, there's a big opportunity that could be missed there around how you present your value proposition linked to a charity, local involvement.
Yeah. And like this, Mario Vella, obviously, a buddy of yours, but it's also an organization and a charity that we've supported as a company at Into Communications and at Sell to Win for a long time, like almost 20 years now.
Yeah, I mean, for over 20, I've emceed the golf tournaments, the dinner events, told all my bad jokes, and surprisingly, they still have me back. But, it's causes like this that I think are, in many cases, more important than what we think is a priority for the day. I mean, my buddy Mario's had ALS here for over 20 years. He is Canada's longest survivor, one of the longest in North America. And the care that these people and organizations need, I think the money's got to come from somewhere. And I know a lot of our clients, are active in the community, and I know we are as well. And I just think a lot of times, it's important not just to give, but to let people know that you are involved in the community. And I would argue that, from a selling standpoint, not enough organizations talk about what they do for the community. I think we got a lot of great people right here. And in my involvement in community events, a lot of times the people that are involved in the committees, the chairs, et cetera, are business people, and you meet new people that you wouldn't have otherwise come across from a networking standpoint. And, I go back to my days selling for local business. I used to sell for a large corporation, and when I went to a smaller business locally, they had a sheet in their proposals that would show all of their community engagement that they were involved with. And they used to tell the prospect, look, if you go with us, the money's going to stay in the local community. These are the types of organizations we're going to help. And, as we fast forward to today, it's critical, I think, in your social media, your presentations, and your proposals that you showcase the good things you're doing in the community, because it may be a differentiator in today's commoditized marketplace.
For sure. And I think every single one of our clients, every one of our customers does that. And, finding a cause or a charity to support is a practice that lots of organizations have done for lots of different reasons, ranging from improved company culture to strengthening your marketing efforts, as an example. It also improves internal morale. And we've referenced something called the five-star formula many times when it comes to developing content for your digital marketing. And one of those five pillars is, in fact, community. And getting in, supporting, but also letting everybody know about the organization. It's a little bit less about, the organization supporting the charity and a little bit more around the fact that you're giving exposure to the charity, which is amazing. So I'm going to go through like a few things, I think, in terms of a discussion around why this is important. Number one, it makes you desirable to employees. So if I was looking, if I was being recruited or I was looking, for a different career, I certainly would be researching various companies to learn a little bit more about some of the charities or some of the community work that they do. And I know that, we talk about this cause and many others that we support as well at Into and Sell to Win.
And so Cheryl, one of our customers had in their proposals, I think it was the last page, and it said, look, if you select us, the money's going to stay here. And they had a list of the approved charities in their area. And they said to the customer, if you just check whatever charity you want to support, we'll make sure we make a contribution to that organization if you go with us. So I think it's not just doing the right thing, but it's letting people know that you are doing the right thing. That's drastically, I think, under-communicated. We got a client in Ohio, and I'll mention the Modern Office Methods. I just think they're like set a high watermark in terms of what they do in the community. It's communicated through social media. They recognize teachers, local organizations. And I think when people get down to making a decision and everything seems similar, you know, the fact that you're helping an organization, I think it goes a long way in terms of the, you know, improving your win rates, if I could call it that.
For sure. So to add to the fact that, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, it's an attractive thing to see that a company is supporting charities within the community that they live. Also from a customer perspective, like you just mentioned, you know, if I was to do business with an organization and I had two choices and I had one company that supports, you know, local organizations and another one that didn't, it makes it a really easy decision. I know a lot of big companies that I've worked for in the past as well have had something along the lines of like days of caring, where what they offer their employees is a day off to volunteer once a year at a charity of their choice. So that's a great way to do it if maybe you're not interested in doing like the financial donation as a company, but you can offer that time for your employees. And then that engages your employees to actually align themselves with something that matters to them. You mentioned Modern Office Methods. You're doing a great job. Cartridge World, another client of ours, they actually came up with something called the Community Give Back Program. And the Community Give Back Program is essentially when, you know, you purchase from the organization, there's a list of charities that you can select, and they'll make a donation on behalf of you to one of the charities. From a social media perspective, we have a client as well that's actually, we're working on a campaign for the month of August, and it's all around employees coming forward to talk about the charities, the organizations within the community they support outside of the company itself. So there's lots of different ways to do it. And I think some people are a little hesitant to talk about why they're supporting these organizations, but it has to be discussed, it has to be open, it has to be out there so that, yes, customers know about it because they're looking for it, and also potential recruits also can see it who are looking for it, especially the younger generation as they're coming out of school.
And, you know, Cheryl, there's an old saying, you don't judge people by how they handle success, you judge them by how they handle adversity. And, you know, I talk a lot about that when I MC, you know, the charity events for Mario. I mean, Mario's approaching 50. I played hockey with him. I'll show you quickly here. You know, he's a big hockey fan. This is where the night, and by the way, you know, his father, who's 80 years old, every night sleeps in the smaller bed. And, you know, so the care, the expense into caring, and there's so many Mario, I know, versions out there for our clients. I think it's just important to, you know, think twice right now, especially about the people that need you the most.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, we're really excited to be supporting this event. It's an organization, and it's nice to see also the news media showcasing these kinds of stories to help, because with everything with COVID, as we know, all the charity golf tournaments, like you mentioned, any of the walks, any of the runs, they're all canceled. And so these organizations have to be really creative and coming up with ways to continue to raise funds. And they rely on the families themselves that are directly impacted by various diseases. So, you know, this is a really, really good story. And so thank you for going on location today, Rick, and showing us that.
It's a great story. And, you know, not unlike business in times of adversity, we got to rethink things. And, you know, so this Saturday, we're having a huge bottle drive. We've got some great volunteers that are here with me today. And we've already raised $7,000. And on Saturday, we're going to blow it over the top. We've got digital media, we've got paid advertising, thanks to someone here who's doing an awesome job. We've made some videos to support the event, and I just think, you know, at the end of the day, we got to think about, you know, what is the right thing to do, and you know, just take action, not just think about it. So anyway, we're looking forward to the bottle drive Saturday, and I'm going to do whatever I can Friday night to make sure we make a good contribution about that.
I was going to say, I think COVID, this whole everything, everyone being in isolation, is a really good time to be doing a bottle drive, that's for sure. So all the best this Saturday, and thank you so much to everybody for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, and email us anytime, engage@intocommunications.com. Rick, thank you. We will see you next week, everyone.
I'll see you Saturday at the bottle drive, Cheryl. Thank you. Yes.